This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got
5 on. You are listening to 5 on It on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. And here
is number 1.
What was the worst part of the Bears' 19-16 loss to the Lions in the regular season finale at Soldier Field?
I feel like, unfortunately, the worst part was that the best defensive stop the Bears got was when the Lions called a trick play that didn't work. Like, that was insulting to everybody. I agree with Ben Johnson. Job gets a lot easier defensively if the offense stays on the field longer and sustains more drives. We talked about the difference between how many plays were run between the two teams at the half. That's not what you want to see. You don't want to see somebody have an all-world half like Amon-Ra St. Brown had, similar to what Christian McCaffrey did the week before. That's going to put you in a hole. But unfortunately, when the Bears needed stops, that just wasn't the case. And then not just that, but the way the Lions were mocking the Bears' first down celebration, that was petty. That was incredibly petty. But yeah, so worst part was probably the first down that they would get, because you know the Bears unfortunately couldn't stop a lot of drives. And then them mocking the Kobe Bryant celebration for first down at their place? Come on, man.
The worst part for me was coming to the understanding and now being resigned to the fact that the Bears' secondary is somewhat cooked. If they're not creating turnovers, they're giving up play after play after play. And specifically, to watch Amon-Ra St. Brown catch balls repeatedly to the tune of 9 catches on 11 targets in the first half for a buck 10, and understand that he was either alone in the frame as I was watching on TV, or somebody like, I don't know, Jalen Johnson was trying to catch up with him. It was disheartening. It was disconcerting. And it was a tell for me that going forward, this is what the Bears secondary is probably going to look like. Now, insert Tyreek Stevenson and maybe you get a different result. Kyler Gordon comes out. Maybe you get a different result. But what's billed as a strength of this team heading into the season is clearly one of the things you have to ask yourself. Is Christian Watson going to have another game like that? Flashes back to game one versus Green Bay.
I mean, the defense is the answer. But I will say some things that I was very disappointed about with the offense. I was one of the people that was very disappointed, is very disappointed, that Caleb did not get the 4,000. I'm glad he passed Eric Kramer's 1995 single season record. But I do think symbolically, however you want to phrase it, it's just so important that and I think Caleb Williams could very well do it next year, and maybe he'll even do it in 16 games to keep people quiet about that. That was disappointing to me. And again, and I know we talked about it a little bit, you didn't put up a point until the third quarter of the game. It's 16-0 in the third quarter with the defense just barely hanging on. As in, they're bending like crazy, but they're giving up field goals to the Bears' defense. As bad as the Bears' defense was, to their credit, they're giving up field goals and almost begging the offense, come on, man, we need you guys, we need you guys. And it was like the pass to Jahdae Walker, the 25-yard touchdown, the 19-yard touchdown to Cole Kmet, both with subsequent two-pointers. Awesome. Awesome, great stuff. Even the two-pointers were pretty sick. But it wasn't enough. I hope this is a lesson learned by the entire team, but I was pretty disappointed with the overall performance of the Bears offense on this day.
Number two.
The Bears finished the regular season with an 11-6 record and are the number two seed in the NFC. So here's the question. Are they cooked or did they cook? Did they cook or are the Bears now cooked?
There are these feelings that you get where you're like, yeah, I did this. But then, oh no, the expectations. Did I cook or am I cooked? And that's where I felt like I was when I was walking to work today. That's just a life question for me every day. But yeah, congratulations, the Bears. You got the 2 seed in the playoffs. Nobody else wanted to win any games going into the playoffs except for the Seattle Seahawks, and you know how I feel about how they looked against the 49ers. Damn good. Also respect their offense. Sam Darnold in the playoffs is the last dragon he's got to slay. So when it comes to how the Bears got here, what happened, I'm like, yeah, 2 seed, let's go. Yeah, and then I'm like, oh God, why did they look like they were miles away from the Lions at the half of this game? Just like they unfortunately looked bad at the half against the 49ers. And oh, by the way, not a great first half previously against the Packers. I don't know that they're cooked, but I worry that thanks to the 49ers and Packers games, and now the Packers are playing the Bears again, and thanks to the Lions again, that the team has opposing the Bears has a book on how to beat this team. If I'm the offensive coordinator for team opposing the Bears, I'm calling a lot of crossing patterns, unfortunately. If I'm trying to stop the Bears offense, I'm probably doing a blitz look or two, knowing that that might junk up the front, as the Dennis Allen description of the defense likes to exist. So there are a couple of different ways where, unfortunately, you see where the Bears' flaws lie. Like the Aiden Hutchinson sack, for example, when Darnell Wright didn't get help. Like, you have to take advantage of those if you're opposing the Bears. So I ask the question, did we cook or are we cooked?
So, and your answer?
Yeah, what's the final answer?
Yes.
Oh, man.
You know what? I can't be mad at that. You know why? Because my answer is also yes. Here's why my answer is yes.
Yes, we cooked. We also, I just don't know about the, I don't know.
No. Listen. It's a valid answer because they did cook in the 2025 season.
Yeah.
But you better do something in these playoffs. You know why? Did you know what other news came out yesterday after all the games went final? The Bears' 2026 opponents. Let me tell you something. They already got play in arguably one of, if not the best divisions in all of football, NFC North, year to year. I know this year the NFC West was probably better, although everybody in the North finished with a winning record. Everybody in the North finished with a winning record.
Yeah, you can say that and then take a gander at what the hell happened to the NFC South. I told you somebody had to win that division and nobody wanted to.
Yeah, the Falcons wanted to, but they lost to the Jets.
It still took a Saints loss in order to have the Panthers come out with it.
So looking at 2025, here's why they did cook. They got the 2 seed and they bounced back with a great 11-6 season. But here's why they are cooked. Because if you look at who they got to play next year, they have the toughest strength of schedule based on this year's records next year. Because they got to play, you know, the division 6 times. They also got to play the AFC East. You know, the Patriots reside there. The Buffalo Bills. You got to go to Buffalo in their new stadium next year. They also have to play, because they finished in first place, the division winners of the NFC. That includes the Seahawks. Oh, that's on the road, by the way. And also the Jaguars. who look like a team that could be reckoned with. So you look at their schedule next year, they're cooked going forward. Not to say they can't be good next year and find a way back to the playoffs, but I'm saying you better keep cooking in 2025 to make it all worth having the worst schedule in the NFL next year.
That's why I kind of disagree with what Layla said earlier, that it's all a bonus right now. To me, I stopped thinking that way probably around the Pittsburgh game or so. It's like, okay, I accept that the Bears are a winning team. Then they deserve that. And you got to take full advantage of it because this stuff goes away very fast. It really does.
I mean, think about it. Like, Joe Burrow gets injured. You're facing Joe Flacco. That was not an easy game for the team to win.
Amen. Couldn't even beat Snoop.
Amen. So I will.
Not.
I'll answer the question like this. They have looked cooked the last 2 weeks. The defense, specifically. Offense did not look particularly good yesterday either, but the offense did look good against San Francisco. So the defense has looked cooked for the last 2 years. I don't think they are cooked because, look, the Bears have came very close to winning both games against Green Bay. If it wasn't for that darn interception in the end zone in the first game against Green Bay. And I know Green Bay outplayed the Bears. The point that this is building up to is, I know, Marshall, you're a little worried about this game yet for Green Bay, and I understand that, but this will be a close game, and it's a winnable game for the Bears. So to call them cooked, like, I can't do that. They're still cooking.
Have your Alka-Seltzer on standby?
Absolutely. You know I got the chewables.
The chewables are good.
Aren't they good?
I just don't Cherry know that chewables. It's as simple as, oh, here's a different looking team than what we saw the last 2 weeks on Saturday. And
you're
if
right.
It is, then that's another layer of why Ben Johnson is the awesomest coach who's ever awesome.
But the Packers aren't great. You know what I mean? They're good.
They are a flawed team. There are a lot of great flawed teams sitting around.
Just like the Bears.
But you can't let that crap happen. Like the Josh Jacobs 21-yard run on 3rd and 1, and you saw how nobody wanted to tackle that guy. That's what makes me concerned.
Well, may I offer you a Bo Melton or a Christian Watson?
You're doing flashbacks.
Why am I talking about Bo Melton?
Bo Melton and the slant against CJ GJ, Christian Watson.
Ooh, from the beginning. Not CJ GJ against your number one receiver, like what happened yesterday.
Stop doing that.
As soon as we got to this point where the Bears were a playoff hopeful, like playing to get into the playoffs and now obviously in the playoffs, I've said it very simply, I'll repeat it again. Caleb Williams, it's going to ride with his performance. He probably does have to outplay Jordan Love. But not only that, Caleb Williams, we talk about the cape, Superman. I've talked many times about Clark Kent. Clark Kent needs to hit deadline, okay? And then, yes, you could do the Superman thing, but if he doesn't hit deadline like he did this past week, 3/4 of no points, you're going to be in trouble.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more. Five
on it. Number three.
This is 5 on 670 The Score with Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody. After the loss to the Lions, Bears coach Ben Johnson shared his playoff approach.
You talked about trying to avoid two losses going into the postseason. What did you do this week to flip the script and to get back on track here?
Yeah. I let them know that it's a new season, so we're starting fresh right now. And if we want to make the most out of this new season, we need to go on a four-game winning streak, which we've done twice already this year.
Bears coach Ben Johnson, what needs to change in order for the Bears to have a four-game playoff winning streak?
Mark Rotay looked deep in thought, so he gets to go first.
Honestly, I heard that before, obviously, hearing Matt Nagy say that, like the four-game winning streak. I get a little goosebumps right there. Why not? Why not a four-game winning streak for the Chicago Bears?
You don't want me to answer that question. Want me to answer the question?
Did I really just say Matt Nagy? I've done that twice.
Oh my God!
You know why? Here's why. Because there was a story about him by Dan Pompey in The Athletic. So I've got Matt Nagy on the brain over the last few days. I am sorry to you, but I like Matt Nagy, so I'm not that sorry. But I'm sorry to the listeners who I'm confusing right now.
Do you like running the football? Then you don't like Matt Nagy.
Well, that's true. Could have used a little more Jordan Howard back in the day. But it seems like, from reading the article I read, that he has learned. Matt Nagy has said that he doesn't need a bunch of yes men surrounding him. Like Ben Johnson doesn't have yes men surrounding him. What was the question here?
Four-game winning streak.
Oh, yeah.
What needs to change in order to have a third four-game winning streak?
Now you know our show for tomorrow.
I think we've been talking about it. Look, the defense is regressing. That is the secondary. I mean, how many times can we talk about it? The lack of pressure on the quarterback. It's all there. It's all real. And then, quite simply, again, you found out yesterday, even with the offense, it's been great. The magic has been wonderful. Caleb has had a terrific year. He's progressed. Wasn't very good until the end again, and this time he didn't get away with it, or the offense didn't get away with it. So that's still got to be better.
It's really simple. The two winning streaks he's referring to comprised nine total games, a four-game winning streak early, a five-game winning streak a little later. In those nine wins, only two of those teams are still playing football this season. That's the biggest difference. That first four-game winning streak, none of those teams are still playing football. In fact, they're all pretty much top five-ish in the draft coming up. So that tells you the quality of wins. Now you got to beat real teams who are really good. Outside of that Eagles win, I haven't seen a complete win against a playoff team all season from this team.
To quote the great artist Future, and also somewhat Drake, you need a really big team who does some really nice things. Okay? That's what needs to occur here. And frankly, you do need a lot of what's behind door number one. You have to. I hope that I'm waiting for some sort of super secret defensive stunt craziness to happen up front out of Dennis Allen. But the problem is the checkdowns that Jordan Love had, where he was able to beat blitz look every time. That's the stuff that can't happen. Again, I said it. Assignment. You can't have, and I don't even know if he's going to be able to play because it was a concussion.
Who?
CeeDee Gardner-Johnson on your best receiver can't happen. Safety help, poor Jaquan Brisker ran so many miles in the game yesterday. So those looks have to change, I think. And obviously, your offense can't go three and out to start the game.
Stop that.
Stop
it.
And you know what, Ben Johnson, call more run plays for DeAndre Swift.
Maybe Roman Madunte's behind game door number
Do
four.
Do it.
Doing it.
Doing it well?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Five on it. Number four.
What was your biggest takeaway from the final week of regular season action around the NFL?
Uh-oh. Hey, did anybody catch that Sunday night game?
The Seahawks are damn good. The Seahawks are so good.
Seattle.
Seahawks have a top five quarterback. They have perhaps, and I think maybe the best receiver in the league than Jaxon Smith-Njigba. And that defense absolutely stifled the 49ers. Did you see how good all of the tackling was? They were like, oh, I look in your direction. Tackle, no gain. No yak, no rack. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Seahawks look great.
Their quarterback is questionable. He's got 14 picks on the year. I don't trust
him.
He's
top five in passing in the league.
That's
Give
cool.
Give him some credit.
That's cool. We'll see what he does when he gets on the road. They don't go on the road. My bad. Mark, tell me about that Sunday night game.
I have to say,
I want an apology.
here's what I will say. And this is this little thing going on is because Marshall at the beginning of the year told Layla and I that the ceiling for the Pittsburgh Steelers and Aaron Rodgers is the Super Bowl. I rejected that because I thought things would implode. I thought that Aaron Rodgers would pull an Aaron Rodgers. I thought that the natural aging process would overtake him, which still could happen anytime.
And how many wins did you say they have? How many wins did you say they'd have?
I don't remember what I said. Did I say six or something like that?
Yeah,
I
might have said six.
So I'm not going to apologize necessarily because I have way too much pride. but I will say.
I think you just got as much as you're going to get.
I will say, I was very entertained by the game, and I actually when Aaron Rodgers makes the game-winning play of what turned out to be the game-winning play after the missed field goal at the end, I was like, that's pretty awesome. I mean, I was like, I stepped out of character for one moment, and I was like, what a great game, what a good moment for Aaron Rodgers. Is that enough for you?
Did you
for
see
now
the camera in Mike
do you,
Tomlin's
do you
face
have to did have an apology
was it a moment for Aaron Rodgers, or was it a collapse by the part of that poor kicker who had to replace Justin
Absolutely. I'm just talking about the drive before, like the back and forthness of it was fantastic.
It's a great game.
It really was. But you're right, Layla, of course, the missed kick, which should have made, well, I don't know if that somebody got a hand on that ball or it was just a good old fashioned wide right.
Yeah,
I mean, you gotta make that. He right away the kicker puts his hands over his eyes as if he was crying in that moment. So yeah, felt bad for the kicker, but I was entertained. Is that enough for you, Marshall?
Yes.
For now,
we're running out of time. So okay. Yes.
No, you know what? Executive decision. We're going to continue five on it in our last question in our next segment. We can do that. So go ahead, answer the question, Marshall.
Oh no, that's not enough for me, but. Since time was not on my side, I'll take it from Grody. I'm going to be hanging that over his head after every Pittsburgh Steelers win going forward.
Oh, God.
They've got a really rough matchup.
I think you've got to step up to the podium for not just Grody, because I saw texts and stuff, and people were like, oh, what do you mean, Marshall? There's no way the Steelers will play the Ravens on Sunday Night Football.
I got one for you, Marshall. If they go to the Super Bowl, I will apologize to you.
Okay, that's all.
How's that?
If they go to the Super Bowl, if the Steelers go to the Super Bowl, we're talking about Mike Tomlin's next job prospects in the same season he goes to the Super Bowl.
Amazing.
Which would be amazing.
Amazing truth.
God. I did enjoy him looking directly into the camera and being like, yeah, what's good now? Yeah. Uh-huh. I enjoyed that last night. That was hilarious.
What you want now? Right. Okay.
Rodgers looks pretty good, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
He didn't have DK Metcalf.
Okay, enough.
Think
enough
about the
out of
way
you.
They won the last two games.
It's fine.
Think about it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. It's fine.
Like a pass interference call and then missed field goal. Smoke and mirrors, baby. All right, so our next five-on-a question I've decided should come next after the break. So it's going to. This is an excellent trivia question, and it's got me stumped. So that's coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.